53 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
It is 95.3 WBEV, and it is Community Comment. We'll be live for the first half of today's Community Comment, so we'll get to that in just a moment here. Wanted to remind you that Community Comment is presented by Professional Floor Covering and Abbey Design Center at 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam. Visit their website, proflr.com. They are locally owned. Randy and his team are here to help you design the perfect space with over 1,000 samples of carpet, LVP, hardwood, tile, area rugs, and window finishings. It's so much more than floors. It's a wide selection of kitchen and bathroom countertops, cabinets, tile, shower inserts, and more. For tubs, they will do built-in to stand-alone features. So again, they will take care of your tubs and tub-to-shower conversions. Turn your standard bathroom into a luxurious spa with a tub-to-shower conversion. A tub-to-shower conversion can also drastically improve the quality of life for those that have trouble lifting their legs up and over the wall of a standard tub. And now, without further ado, we will throw to Terry Bell for today's Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Thank you so much, Jake. This is Community Comment on WBEV. We are talking today about all of the bad weather that we've had this weekend. We spoke with people in Milwaukee and in Washington County yesterday. Today, we are going to talk about how the storm has affected Dodge County. Yeah, there was some significant storm damage in Dodge County as well, particularly Iron Ridge. And joining us on the phone now is Iron Ridge Fire Chief Jason Keller. Jason, thanks so much for taking time from your busy day to be with us today.
Hey, good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So I guess just in general, to take a step back and see the forest for the trees, how bad things were they in Iron Ridge?
Well, we had quite a bit of flooding in the village, similar to an event that we had last year about that magnitude. But I think what probably made it worse this year is the fact that it happened during our picnic, which is our biggest fundraiser and one of the biggest events in our community.
Sure, yeah. We want to get to that in just a minute for sure. What was it? I mean, is there any reason why Iron Ridge got hit twice in 2 years like this?
We just caught some pretty bad weather patterns. I mean, we had over 6+ inches of rain, probably northwards of that, with multiple different storms coming through in a short amount of time. You know, Iron Ridge, the way it's set up, we're kind of on a hill and in a valley, and all of the water that is shed through the storm sewer and through our village goes to the Wildcat Creek, so it becomes very easy for that small waterway to become overcome to the point where it's going over the banks, and then, you know, our sewer system just could not handle the amount of rain that we had received in, you know, that 12-hour period.
That was what I was curious about. So there's something about the topography there in Iron Ridge that makes it susceptible to kind of getting hit bad when it rains a lot.
Yeah, you know, almost 20 years ago we had flooding of this nature, probably actually worse about 20 years ago when we had it. There was a lot more homes affected and businesses. You know, obviously last year we had quite a bit of water, quite a bit of homes damaged by flooding. This year, I think property damage wise was very minimal. You know, unfortunately, I know I had about 2 inches of water in my basement, so that was fun to deal with.
Absolutely. Before we go any further, I should mention that if anyone has a question for Chief Jason Keller, you can call us or text us at 920-887-9595. That's 920-887-9595. Or you can call us right here at the studio at 885-4446. There were three things that happened this weekend that I think are particularly of note. First of all, there was so much water going through the sewer system that the manhole covers were popping off.
Yeah, absolutely. We had multiple manhole covers. So after the night storms of Saturday night, we were called out for a rescue call that was related to flooding. And then we always do when we have these severe storms or flooding, we try and do a storm survey to assess damage, make sure that everything's safe in the village. If there's anybody affected by it, that we may be able to help them out. And, as the DPW in our village, who did a great job mobilizing, was dealing with the flooding under the viaduct under the railroad bridge to kind of get access to the town, because the town is basically cut in half at that point. We went out and did our storm survey, and we found some manhole covers, replaced those, made contact with some local businesses that might have some damage or water in their basements. So just making sure that, as things developed throughout the day, that they didn't get worse, and we could try and make them better.
Absolutely. Also, give us some idea of just how much force it takes to lift a manhole cover out of a manhole.
I'm a pretty hefty guy, and it's pretty heavy to lift them and put them back on. So you have to have quite a bit of back pressure coming through the sewer system, water backing up to push that off.
I think one great lesson that we've been reminded of since this past weekend is that water is an element in nature that you cannot underestimate and cannot trifle with.
No, it's very unpredictable sometimes what it's going to do. You don't know what's underneath it. Has the roadway washed out? Are there manhole covers that are open that somebody could possibly fall in? It hides a lot of things, and you can't really control it. When we have flooding to that extent, there's not much that we can do to divert water or put it where we want it to go,
We are talking with Iron Ridge Fire Chief Jason Keller about the damage that community got this weekend and what Jason and his colleagues are doing to help repair things. We're going to take a break and then come right back. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Sports show brought to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. We head over to the Dodge County Fair Wednesday through Friday for live shows from Good Karma Brands Radio Park. Milwaukee is the hottest team in the entire MLB, and we break down the green and gold's rough start to the preseason. Corey Sparks and Wally Lukashensky. We are the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Catch us each weekday from 4 until 5 on the Daily Dodge YouTube page, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, and the brand new ESPN Wisconsin app.
World so fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
The pulse of the Milwaukee Bucks, straight from a Bucks legend.
Can't get it off. Marcus Johnson will, though. Can't leave him alone for a 12.
Tap into Here District with Marcus Johnson on Bucks Plus. Marcus and his son Chris offer a weekly beat on Bucks basketball. Get your questions answered and hear from the biggest names in basketball. Find Here District with Marcus Johnson at Bucks.com/plus on the Bucks app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that old Wisconsin saying, if you don't like the weather, just wait a few minutes. Well, JB Mechanical is here to ensure your home's heating and cooling system is ready for all of it. As your trusted local HVAC expert, JB Mechanical installs top-of-the-line systems to keep your home comfortable no matter what Mother Nature throws at you. From chilly mornings to warm afternoons, they've got you covered with precision, care, and expert service. Invest in your comfort today and give JB Mechanical a call online at jbmacllc.com. You're proud. Train dealer.
At Prairie Ridge Health, our rehab team is here to help you restore mobility, regain independence, and get back to doing what you love. With state-of-the-art facilities and a compassionate team of physical and occupational therapists, we're proud to serve our communities in Columbus, Beaver Dam, and Sun Prairie. Early morning and evening appointments are available. Schedule a visit today at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health. Inspired by you.
These are the happenings in your community. Thank you for joining this edition of Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, presented by Professional Floor Covering.
It's 95.3 WBEV and Community Comment, and we're going to jump right back into the action here. Here's Terry Bell.
Thank you very much, Jake. We're talking about the storm damage in Iron Ridge with Iron Ridge Fire Chief Jason Keller. If you have a question or if you have your own story to relate, you can go ahead and give us a call or a text at 920-887-9595 or call us at the studio at 885-4446. Jason, I am curious to know, how busy were you? I understand that in addition to taking care of the normal public safety matters that your department is charged with, you were also helping the village get water out of town.
That just happened a couple times here where there's so much water in the sewer system that we need to bypass the sewer system and get water out of the storm sewer so it's not backing up in people's basements and such. And we probably spent about 6 to 7 hours on Sunday morning pumping out of one of the lift stations to alleviate, you know, some of the water that was coming into the system.
And I imagine you do that with the equipment that you already have to pump water to put out fires?
Yep, we use one of the fire engines. You know, they don't like doing that, but you know, we're here to help the community, so we do what we can in any way we can.
And the third thing that happened in Iron Ridge this weekend that was particularly harrowing, and I think we just narrowly avoided a disaster, is that the railroad bed washed out at a certain point. And a train was headed in that direction. What do you know about that situation?
So we were out doing our storm survey. Well, we were paged out for a rescue call. Somebody trapped in floodwaters at about 4:15 in the morning. We made contact with that individual. We were able to remove them from the vehicle and get them to safety. And then we started that storm survey. And while we were doing the storm survey, observing flood damage and areas that were flooded, we happened to notice that a section of the embankment along the railroad just south of Iron Ridge had washed out. We quickly made contact with the county sheriff's department, who reached out to the railroad, and then we had received some information that there was, in fact, a train that had stopped, was able to stop just south of Woodland, and were waiting for while they were doing follow-up and checking on the railroad bed. I didn't get any update on how bad the damage was or how extensive it was. I do know we had a small train go through at some point during the day on Sunday, but, you know, better safe than sorry if the case was that it wasn't as severe as it had looked.
In the case of that first train, I mean, how close of a call was this? Did they have plenty of time to stop, or did they just barely have enough time to stop?
Yeah, so they ended up stopping south of Woodland, which is, you know, approximately 2 to 3 miles where they were stopped south of our area. So, not super close, but close enough, with as fast as the train travels and the fact that we were able to get out and identify that as quickly as we did.
Do you happen to know off the top of your head how much distance a train needs to come to a full stop?
I wish I was an expert on trains, but I'm not.
Okay, yeah, that's something I'm awfully curious about. Well, you know, we're hoping to that we're turning the corner and that we'll have enough favorable weather in the days and weeks to come to repair all the damage. What's going on now in Iron Ridge to get things back to normal?
Right, so the DPW in our village did a great job, and some other outside contractors did a great job in bringing equipment in to clear areas to get access back to the village. So by about 10 or 11 a.m. on Sunday, we were able to now get through that viaduct area that was flooded, that was cutting the town off. The waters have receded quite a bit. They receded quite a bit on Sunday, by Sunday afternoon. Like I said, mentioned earlier, we had our picnic scheduled. We had to cancel the events for Sunday just due to the grounds were pretty well damaged in the park. We didn't want to create additional damage with vehicles coming in. We had some vehicles that were left overnight in the park from the night before that were underwater partially, and some vehicles that were still left in some fields around the park. So there's some damage, some restoration damage that's going to have to be done there. Our playground washed out in the park, so we're going to have to replace the mulch in that area. But it could have been much worse. You know, we had just 3 hours from when so we had our tent collapse that we had in the park for our festival. And about 3 hours before that happened, the tent collapsed, and we had about 800 people in that tent. So we were just very fortunate that, you know, that did not happen while our festival was going on.
For sure. I guess then now, you know, you were counting on this event to raise money for the department. A lot of fire departments in our area depend on events like this to keep them going. What's the plan now? Are you going to try to reschedule something? Are you going to try to raise a comparable amount of money some other way?
Well, we have a very great community around us. We have other great communities, Mayville, Horicon, Hartford, Rubicon, you know, other communities around us that have supported us very well over the years. And there is a silver lining from this weekend with this event that, you know, we had about 460 chickens that were ready to be cooked, and they had to be cooked. And we didn't know what we were going to do with them. We would have been at a loss for them. We were able to get the word out on social media via other radio stations, and we set up a drive-through pickup for the chicken dinners to see if we could, you know, gain something from Sunday. And the community absolutely amazed us and showed out. We sold out all 460 chicken dinners within an hour. And we were like amazed at how many people came through. And once we were getting low on chicken dinners, we said, hey, let's try and burn up some of these hamburgers. We sold an additional 250 hamburgers approximately within 2 hours. So Sunday, though we didn't get to have the parade and the bands and the softball tournament and other things we typically do on Sunday at our picnic, we were able to get rid of those chickens and be able to generate a little bit of funds. But I mean, the most important thing out of all of it was that nobody got hurt during the event. Our community came together in a way that was unbelievable, and our surrounding communities, and the appreciation we have for our volunteers that help us with this event, and our members that work their butts off for weeks and months ahead of time and throughout the weekend, it's just unparalleled.
Were you able to raise anywhere close to where you normally would have, and are there any plans in place to try to make up the difference in case you didn't?
Well, so we were very fortunate that Thursday and Friday were pretty busy nights for us. And Saturday, even with the rain on and off and the heavy rain, we still did okay on Saturday. We're not going to be on pace like we would normally. I mean, we just are going to accept the fact that, you know, there's not much we can do. You can't fight Mother Nature. And It takes so many resources and so much time and manpower to put an event on of that scale that it wouldn't be feasible for us to do it again. You know, we're very fortunate for the fundraising efforts that we have. And we're happy that everybody is able to come out and still support us. So we may take a loss. We won't take a loss this year. We won't have as big a profit this year, but we'll move on and we'll begin planning for next year.
Are there any opportunities for people to volunteer who want to help out, or are things pretty much well in hand?
Yeah, it seems like things are well in hand here in the village. You know, that little bit of rain that we got yesterday morning kind of threw a wrench in some plans, but, you know, our vendors were able to come in Sunday afternoon already to start to remove things from the park. And then our members were down there all day yesterday continuing to clean up. So as far as the park and the grounds, that's is taken care of. I'm sure the DPW still has a few things that they're working on. Our village is in the process of a wastewater plant upgrade right now. So hopefully as well that when that process gets put in place in the next few years, that might help alleviate future issues.
Iron Ridge Fire Chief Jason Keller, I know you're very busy. Thanks for taking 30 minutes to speak with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Terry, and thank you to everybody that came out and supported our department this weekend.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you again soon under better circumstances.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
All right. We're going to shift gears a little bit on community comment. We'll take a break for the news, and then when we come back, we'll find out all the latest happenings at the Watermark in Beaver Dam. Don't go away. You're listening to Community Comment on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.